So I've had a lot of jobs in my lifetime, and I've enjoyed a lot of them. I've hated some of them, probably just like you. But there was one particular instance where everything broke down and I decided that I could never work for anyone again. Today, I want to tell you about that story, and it's something I think you're going to enjoy. All right, let's do it.
You're listening to the Serial Progress Seeker Podcast. My name is Dr. Ben Atkins, and I want to take you behind the scenes and show you how I built a multi-million dollar digital internet business and how I'm turning that entire business into something that I can take with me anywhere, inside of a backpack. Let's get started with the show.
So I was working as a chiropractor. If you know my story at all, you know that I went to school for the full, you know, biology degree. After that, went to chiropractic college, figured out a few very cool loopholes so that I only had to go to school around 8 years to get all of that done. But when I did, I started off by working for someone else because I figured, you know what, you can learn a lot in school, but you're going to learn a whole lot more by actually working for someone that's done what you want to do for a long period of time, or at least longer than me. Which was, you know, if you'd have done it a day, you'd have done it longer than me by the time I got out of school. So I got a job for another chiropractor. And this was probably one of the most amazing educational things that I had ever been through. I learned how to run a clinic. I learned about sales. I learned about marketing. And I learned a lot of really great things about how to run a clinic. The doctor that I ended up working for right out of school was pretty amazing. And it's someone that to this day I would go see and send my family to because he was that good. There were some small negatives, and that's what ended up souring the relationship and getting me the heck out of there. But even to this day, I have to give this person credit. Absolutely amazing, and the things they taught me that no school that I would have gone to would have ever taught me. So what happened? What happened that sort of put me in this mode that I can never work for anybody again? Well, I was working for this individual, and I had been doing some clinic duties, and basically I would set everything up so that this person could go in and do the doctorly things. And it worked out very, very well. And in the process, I learned a lot of really, really good stuff. As I was going through it, and as sometimes happens in business, and if you've run your own business, you know this happens, we ran into a stretch where money was tight and money had started to, you know, not come in as quickly as we'd like for one reason or another. The patients weren't coming in the way they wanted to. The billing wasn't coming in. And so I was asked, very politely, if I could take a few days off unpaid to help sort of lessen the load. This was sort of an odd thing if you're working for someone to be asked to do this, but I was a team player and I decided that, yes, I'm in. I'm going to do whatever I got to do to make this work because if you say this is what we need to do, this is what we've got to do. And so I took a few days off and I was rather disturbed by this whole thing, but still, like I said, I was trying to be a team player. So I was off a few days and I was doing that whole thing. And then I came back after the period that I was supposed to be off and I came back in and I was ready to get started, ready to get back to work. And that's what I did. I got back to work. And sometime during this period, there was a phone call that came in. In this particular phone call, what it was all about is there was a salesperson on the line. And this salesperson had been the person that had sold us a lot of the equipment in the office, but they also had their own supplement line. And so we weren't really running low on supplements at all, but after this phone call was done, I realized that $800 worth of supplements had been purchased for resale when we weren't out of the supplements that we already had. And so, real quickly, I'm not judging the decision to buy supplements. I'm not judging the decision to run the clinic the way that the doctor that I worked for wanted to run it because it was his clinic and I learned a lot by watching him run this clinic. But it seems sort of odd that I'd just been sort of put in this position to take off time because we were low on money. And then once we get right back in, we order a bunch of stuff that, and from what I could see, and I'd been there a while at that point, just didn't make any sense. And so, not judging any way that the person wanted to run the clinic, but at that point, at that one single instance, I knew for a fact that I was done. There was no way that I, not particularly necessarily having to work for this person anymore, but I knew that I knew how to run a business. I knew how to market a business. I knew how to do the things that I needed to do. And I could no longer put myself and my family in a situation to where what happened to me depended on somebody else. Now, there's always factors and always things that happen that put us in positions that we depend on other people. But I was never again going to be in the position of an employee where some of the decisions up top put me in a position of danger. And so that was it. And like I said, I can say so many good things about this person, but that was the straw that broke the camel's back. There was lots of little things leading up, but that was the thing that said, you know what? I respect what this person is doing. I respect their decisions. I respect their ability, but I cannot ever. It just drove me so crazy to be so powerless to cause, you know, change in this business at this point that I said, I got to do it. So this is what I did. I got on eBay, seriously, eBay, and I looked up a chiropractic table. I looked up, you know, computers, and I got on and I straight up ordered the things that I needed that, you know, I could afford to start my own clinic. And from that point, I put in my 2 weeks notice, and pretty much right away after this happened, I put in my 2 weeks notice. I drove probably 500 miles to pick up the table that I had done on eBay. I grabbed it, I put it in the back of my truck, and then I drove back. And from that point, 2 weeks later, I had found a space. We opened up, and the rest, as you may say, is history. That's how I started my first real big business. I'd had little businesses before, but this was my first real business, and it was scary as heck. And when I started this business, believe me, I didn't know if it was going to work or not. I just knew that it was going to be my fault either way. And so that's the lesson here. The lesson is, when you are in business and you own the business, you get to call the shots. And whether you succeed or you fail, that is on you. And that was the thing that finally, in that point, I'd learned enough, I'd seen enough from all the really good people, and the doctor I'm talking about included. I don't want to make him out as the villain of this, but I had learned enough to know that I wanted those things laying on my shoulders. And listen, that's the thing. If you don't want those things laying on your shoulders, go get a job and work for someone. But if you're tired of sort of being at the mercy of working for somebody else, you're going to have that moment just like I did. All right, so I hope you enjoyed this. I hope that it was something that maybe resonates with you at this point in your life and your career and whatever you happen to be doing. And if you're sort of at that point where you've had enough, I hope this sort of serves to push you over the edge and to do the work that you need to do to have your own business.